Good morning, everybody. So the Taras HaMetzorah, which is discussed in the Revi'ik Shein Mechubarin, is really fascinating. It's really divided into two different parts. The one is V'yatzah Kohen al Michutz LaMachana, and I basically consider that part to be the Hasaras Chalos Shein Mitzorah, and that's done through a very fascinating process of the Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros. The Ramban says it's modeled on the Shnei Asirim Shem Mikom Amar B'damim. Of course, there's the Mayim Chayim, there's the Mayan, and the Vishilachas at Sipur Achayel Pnei Asadeh. It's a recovery from the near-death experience of Tzaras, Mitzor Nechshav Kames, Amnati Chames, Asher Betzesim, Rechim Movi, Yochel, Chatzi Bisaro. And so there's this process of rebirth. The Tzipor HaShchuta, the blood, right, and the Tzipor HaChayah is dipped in that blood, and then it's sent free. Clearly, the imagery of somebody who nearly died and who was then reborn. But that's not the end of the story. The next phase of the story is absolutely fascinating. The next phase of the story is now he's able to come into the Machane. As long as he has the Chaloshem Tzaras. So he comes into the Machane. V'yasha michutz lalo shivas yamim. So it's clearly a transitional period. There's an Isser of Tashmish Amita. And from that point on, he's never referred to as a Mitzora again. He's the Mita Her. There's the Isha Mitaher, and he's the Mitaher, so that's a diuk that I think is absolutely muchrach to this Mahalich, and then he has to bring the Ola, the Chatas, and the Asham, he's still Mechusar Kippurim. Now in this process, this is the idea of not just removing the Shem Saras, but of recreating an individual. There's an aspect here of Kikatan Hanola Dami, so there's a Vigilachas Kol Saro. So Rashi and Ramban have a Machokitz on that issue. Rashi says it's the Sear Hanira. The Ramban disagrees, based on the Teres Kohanim, that it's Kedalah, so basically it's all the hair on the body, and there's Tevila B'mikvah, so there's a process, clearly, of the image of somebody being reborn. And the Avodah Sadam, Al Tznuch Osnam Ayamanis, Al Tznuch Yad Raglam Ayamanis, Al Tznuch Osnam, Yadam V'Raglam is parallel to the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim, that they're taking on, now, a new identity. So the first path, again, is all about removing the Shem Tzaras, Shem Mitzora, Nir Panega Tzaras Minatzarua, and then we have a second, completely distinct phase, separated by 7 days, which is to restore the person, Lifnei Hashem. And the Avodah Sadan, Hadam, on the Gavra, is so fundamental in that regard. In fact, Rashi brings down a Havamina that you wouldn't have any Avodah Sadam by the Korban Hashem. You wouldn't have Shtayim Kishen Arba because you already had Avodah Sadam on the Gavra, and it's really fascinating that in that context, in terms of the Avodah Sadam in the second phase, the Torah tells us that there is Zrika Sadam Klape Kodesh HaKadoshim. Clearly the image is one of trying to restore the person to a status of Lifnei Hashem after having been removed so far, the opposite, Michutz HaMachana. V'shacharas HaKeves Bimkom HaShor Yishcharas HaChatas V'sa'ola Bimkom HaKodesh as if it was a Shivas Yemei Hamiluim, as if they're taking on a completely new identity. So just like there in the Miluim, the Avodah Sadam is a combination of Dam and the Shemen HaMishchah, but Tabal Kanoi and Espaos Yemanis, Mina Shemen HaShol Kapo Asmalis, Vizamin HaShemen Beetzbaos Sheva Pamim. Lifnei Hashem, Rashi says, can I get base Kachay HaKadoshim? So the indication is very strongly that we're dealing with bringing the person who was once a Tzarua, once a Mitzora, that Chaloshem was removed much earlier on, and now he's being brought, Lifnei Hashem, and being given an opportunity to completely renew his identity. That's Vigilachas Kol Sa'aro, that's V'chibes Begadav, the Mikvah, Miyeser Hashem and Hashem HaKapo, Yitin HaKohen, Al Tznuch Ozen, Amitaher Yemenis, V'albohan Yadoa Yemenis, V'albohan Raglo Yemenis, Al Dam HaSham, V'hanosar B'Hashem and Hashem HaKapo, Kohen Yitin Al Rosh Amitaher, V'chiper Alav HaKohen, Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem. Again, the idea is to restore the person to the opportunity to be Lifnei Hashem. V'asa HaKohen Esa Chatas, V'chiper Al Mitaher Mitu Maso. Again, he's no longer the Mitzora. Ve'achar yishchad esa'ola, ve'ala kohen esa'ola, ve'esamincha mizbecha, ve'chiper alav ha'kohen v'taher. I think this is a really fascinating idea. So the Mitzora was so far removed, not just the physical sense is a reflection of, how far removed he is. He's essentially a mace. He's an avelos for himself. V'tamei tamei yikra. We're now not just bringing him back you know, michutz lahalo, that's stage one, when he no longer is a chalosh shei mitzora, we're actually bringing him back even closer, lifnei Hashem, and so the road is a remarkable road in two different phases, the hasaras chalosh shei mitzora, and then recreating somebody new, gershon izgayer kikatan hanola dami, you know, elements, you definitely hear echoes of that, in terms of, especially according to Shita the Ramban, of removing all of, you know, Sa'aro, it sounds like the Levium, again, taking on a new status as well, or the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim in terms of the Avodas Adam, Oznam HaYimanis, Bohan Yadam HaYimanis, Bohan Raglam HaYimanis. So it's very clear that the path of the Mitzora is from Badadi Yishev Michutz HaMachan HaMoshevo all the way to Lifnei Hashem.